Welcome to the Monday, February 27th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from San Francisco, California. According to antivirus company Intego, it appears there is a new version of the Flashback Trojan for OS 10 out in the wild. Now, this latest version adds sort of a new trick to its arsenal. Instead of just going after vulnerabilities, in this case it goes after two Java vulnerabilities, and instead of just claiming to be a flash update like some of the earlier versions did, this particular version now just plainly runs a Java applet if the exploit was unsuccessful, presents a self-signed certificate claiming to be from Apple and asking the user for permission to install itself. If successful and once installed on the system, the Trojan will then go ahead and try to steal various passwords from the system. Now, in the past, we had some questions as to how up-to-date Apple's X-Protect feature in OS X line is when it comes to these various threats. And Apple certainly added various flashback signatures with time. It's hard to tell whether or not they correspond to particular versions mentioned in the news. According to Apple's numbering scheme, they're up to flashback.c. So not clear whether some of the signatures they have for .c are actually what Intego also calls DNE. Now, I noticed when I was looking at my sort of X-Protect history earlier that there was sort of an odd occurrence on February 4th. Now, what I'm doing is that once an hour I check whether or not the X-Protect definition file changed. If it did, then I save a copy. And over the year, it sort of kept slowly increasing, started out at 29,000 bytes, and then on January 20th, it was up to 32,000 bytes as signatures were added. And then on February 4th, it almost shrunk by half of it, 15,000 bytes here, according to my data. And then February 7th, it went back up to 32,000 bytes to a file that looks essentially identical to the pre-February 4th version. So just wondering if anybody else is watching the xprotect.plist file and if you have any data to share, whether it's something that went wrong on my system or something that happened in general. The file itself does look correct, so I don't really see where it got cut off or something odd like that happened. And then one thing I overlooked last week is Metasploit 4.2 was released now. Not all that exciting to have a new version of Metasploit, of course, better, greater and such. But the one feature, of course, I can't miss is IPv6 support. So now Metasploit does support IPv6, so you will be able to use it against IPv6 targets. And very timely that I'm just in San Francisco today to teach the IPv6 security class. Then we got a couple of notable patches. First of all, BlackBerry. If you're using the BlackBerry Playbook tablet, this tablet evidently uses the Samba file sharing daemon that's part of the Linux open source stack. Well, it includes exploitable random code execution vulnerability that could be exploited over Wi-Fi if file sharing is enabled. It could also be exploited, according to BlackBerry, over USB, but I think that's a less likely exploit vector. It's really the Wi-Fi exploit vector I'm more concerned about here. And then a number of web application vulnerabilities in Cisco SRP 500 Wi-Fi access points. This is one of these prior Linksys devices that are now rebranded as Cisco. It's essentially a voice over IP, Wi-Fi access point, firewall, router, everything in one device. The vulnerability are pretty basic web application vulnerabilities. The first one is an inner interface command injection vulnerability. Typically what happens with these devices is where via the web application you can launch a command line utility, like for example, let's say ping or maybe a configuration utility for the network. And if now parameters that are being passed to this command line utility aren't vetted sufficiently, then they can be used to execute additional commands on the system. The other utility, the other vulnerabilities are an unauthenticated configuration upload vulnerability and a directory traversal vulnerability. But probably the command injection vulnerability is the one I am most concerned about here. Well, anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. And if you are at RSA, I will be at a panel on Tuesday. I think it's sort of around noontime. So look out for that. And thanks for listening. Bye.